Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. All right, here we go. Time for 1911 University. There's only one guy that can teach that class, and that is... From Chambers Custom, that is Joe Chambers. How are you doing today, sir?
Well, it's been interesting, hasn't it?
Well, it depends on what... if you're talking about what we said we weren't going to talk about, sort of.
No, but no.
You're talking about the national scene?
Yeah, I think it's important that that we pause and have a moment of radio silence for the 11 Marines and the one corpsman who were killed today by the Taliban and the failure of our President Joe Biden to provide them proper protection when they needed it.
I'll be happy to give that, but I have been assailing Joe Biden for days. I'm going to send you a link to something I cut the other day. I want you to watch it after the show today. But anyway, moment of silence starting now.
Yes.
And here we are back. I've got a question for you because you were the first one I saw pushing this out there. And since then, I've seen everybody else push it out there. And I don't know anything about it. I've looked at it. It's gigantic. I looked at the price. It's sort of in line with what most everybody sells these things for. But everybody seems to be flocking to Mod Lite. Tell me about Mod Lite.
Mod Lite is life. So Mod Lite, the new pistol, well, Mod Lite's been out for a couple of years now with their rifle lights. And, you know, they basically came on the market as an alternative to other options like, you know, Surefire and, there's a whole gamut of them, Olight and all those companies, right? The owner of Mod Lite, Corey Starr, wanted to, get it, you know, provide a light that would be superior in all ways, to the other options out there, regardless of the cost. And so he invented Mod Lite. And, you know, like I say, it started off with rifle lights and people were getting them. They're like, holy smokes, the throw on these lights is amazing. Lots of R&D went into this stuff. The battery life's good. You know, they don't burn up cables for the push buttons, all kinds of pluses. Well, then he decided to get into the pistol light world, and therein was invented the PL350. Now we have a pistol light that, first of all, it takes the standard 18350 lithium rechargeable cell that can be recharged up to 500 times. Secondly, said battery can be installed from the front, so you don't have to take the light off like you do with Surefires and Streamlights and O-Lights and all those. you just take the head off the light, drop your new battery in, put the headlight back on, and roll. Thirdly, with the PLVH2 head, which is the one currently being sold with the PL350 pistol light, you get 1,300 lumens, which is amazing. But what's even more amazing is you get 54,000 candela. And for those who are listening that don't fully understand candela, it's a measurement of light just like lumens, but it's a more accurate measurement of light. So the higher the candela, the more intense the beam is. And the model lights have the most intense beam available. Next up, you have the ability to switch heads. So if you buy the PL350 with the PLHV2 head, and you're like, man, I really want to shoot those, you know, I want to shine my light in those trees 400 yards away. Well, then you just buy the Q head, which has a tighter beam. It's more of a rifle-based head, but, you know, you can put it right on your pistol. If you're running night vision, you're like, man, I really like to have an IR light on my pistol. You just swap heads with one of the two IR heads, and off you go. So right. There's a lot of flexibility. The batteries are amazing. The user ability is great. It comes with the filter buttons, so you can change them out and put whatever buttons on it you want. The only thing that this light doesn't have, and some people care about this, I don't, is it doesn't have momentary on and off, like the Surefire and the O-Light and the Streamlight. But momentary, you can use your finger to get momentary if you want to.
Sure.
Yeah, flick it on, flick it off. Flick it on, flick it off.
Right.
Not that big of a deal.
Now, it's shaped like the Surefire X300 or 300X, whichever you want to call that. Is that so that the existing holsters that are set for that will work with this light?
Some of them will. Some of them will not. The Safariland 6000 series and 7000 series work pretty well, but most of the other companies like Filster, Tenacore, Legacy, all those companies are making various models of their lights now to fit the mod light. And because it is a little bit longer and it is just a shade bigger in diameter, but what you get in payoff, you know, I mean, well, I'll put it to you this way. I have one on my nightstand gun, my Night Fighter. That's what I have on my Night Fighter is a Model Light PL350. So,
and also, interestingly enough, it is at 5,800 Kelvin, which is the daylight color spectrum.
Yes, right, exactly. Yeah, it is all the white light. When you turn that sucker on, you're getting all the light right now.
See, I got a little project going on right now. I've got this Walther PDP. I sort of like it, except for the fact that there's no magazines available for it. Although, with my luck, I would get rid of it right about the time the magazine chain opened up.
Mm-hmm.
So, to that end, this one's already optics ready and some other stuff, and I've been thinking, well, I'll put a light on it, because this is the 5-inch variant. It's a pretty long gun. It's the same kind of gun Scott Jedlinski carries at Modern Samurai Project.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a mod light on his. It's just so big. That light is so big.
Yeah, it's really not.
So let me ask you this. Now, I presume you've already shot. You know what? I'm going to bring that up in the next segment. I don't have time to ask that and everything else, but we'll talk about that in the next segment. I have made a decision as far as lights on guns, though. Because, you know, Super Dave and Steve, they don't like to have lights on guns, or so they say. But every time I walk out of the house intending to carry a light, I never do. So I better mount it on the gun.
Yeah.
But anyway, coming up on the first break. Now, for those of you that want to check out what Joe does, you can follow Chambers Custom on Instagram. You can follow Chambers Custom on Facebook. And you can follow Chambers Custom on YouTube. As a matter of fact, everybody that doesn't watch his YouTube videos, you guys are missing masterclasses. He's given away information that it took him years and years and years to accumulate. He's just giving it away. We'll be right back. This is 1911 University, and this is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to Novalift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a Novalift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NovaliftNA.com/save.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Now, we're talking to Joe Chambers from ChambersCustom.com, 1911 University. And now, when I got the Night Fighter, did that have a 300 or did that have a TLR-1 on it? I can't remember.
X300.
Now, I liked the way that gun was set up, but like with I've taken a class where I've shot, you know, with flashlights on two different guns, and at the end of the day, when I got done shooting, because that lens for the flashlight was so far out there, I basically had to scrape the lens cover of the flashlights off because it was covered in soot.
So?
From the well, I mean, for me, that's sort of an issue. I don't necessarily like that. I don't, because it's taking it out of the fight while I'm shooting the gun. Right?
No, it's not. If you got a light with 54,000 candela, it's going to burn right through that.
Now, is that why it has that? Because it's going to get covered in soot? Wow. Is there?
I don't know if that's why it has that. It has that because they wanted the brightest light available on the market. But, I mean, there's tons of products out there. You can use cat crap. You can use chapstick. You can use oil. I got a new product on the way that I won't mention until I test it, but I got a new product on the way that's made specifically for lights. There's all kinds of stuff out there that you can put on the lens of your light to make it easier to clean off. And if if none of those fancy what you want, then at the end of each range day, just take some 4-oz steel wool, some oil, and rub it lightly on the lens cap of the light, and boom, it's clean. No big deal. But, I mean, I've been shooting lights on guns for a few years now, and I don't see it as a problem. It's never been an issue for me.
I understand.
Maybe if you're going to be in a gunfight where you're shooting your pistol 800 rounds, okay, now it's an issue. You should have brought a rifle with a drum magazine and an auto sear in that case.
Okay. Do you have one of those?
I do.
I don't. I don't have one of those.
Sucks to be you, then.
It does, indeed. Of course, I could come live in Nebraska.
It's hotter than four hells in China right now. I don't know if you'd like it or not, but you're welcome to come try.
You're talking to a guy that lives in South Carolina.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I moved here to get rid of this.
Okay.
And here it is.
Anyway, I just find that interesting because, in the gun industry, you see the new hotness coming out a lot of times, and that to me, on one of my pistols, I have a Streamlight TLR-8.
Yeah.
Now this, I can set the light up to have both a zeroable laser sight and a light, and I can have both of them at the same time, and it's small and it's compact, and it doesn't protrude past the barrel. Easy to carry inside the waistband, easy to carry outside the waistband. All you got to do is find the right holster for it. And
those lights are good. I mean, there's nothing wrong with those.
Okay. I was curious about that because...
It comes back to what's the mission of your setup. Are you a concealed carry guy, right? If you are, then, you know, you want a light like that one, or you want a light like the one Eric carries, a little Surefire Mini X whatever. If you're a bigger guy like Steve or Jared or, you know, John Nelson or some of these guys that I know, they're giant, so it doesn't matter. Strap on. If you're carrying outside the waistband, doesn't matter. Strap on. When I'm going to take a class, the guy I'm fixing to send you, the Night Stalker, you should have it next week so you can play around with it.
Oh, boy.
That gun will have the mod light on it, so you can, you know, you can have a chance to play with the light and goof around with it or whatever. But when I go to take a class, I take that gun and I take my Night Fighter, and both of them have the new mod light on it. And I don't have any problems, honestly, with smoking up the lens very fast. I mean, does it smoke up a little bit? Yeah, but that's why we have products that make it easy to wipe off.
Right. I get to play with it. I get to play with a. It's been a while since I've gotten to play with a new one of those, so that'll be interesting.
Oh, yeah.
To do.
But it's gonna be pretty hot too, by the way.
I'm cool.
This is the KAC gun.
Oh, okay. So, with back to the mod light before we move on, is this as big and is it as bright as it is? Is this more intended for outdoor use, or, you know, you're talking about sweeping up in the trees? And I've seen the video of Aaron Cowan lighting it up outside, and it looks like it's a big, thick laser. It looks like a lightsaber coming out of the end of that thing.
Mm-hmm. It depends. That's the beauty of the mod light. It depends on, again, what's the mission of the gun.
Right.
If I know I'm going to be having it up in the house, that's where my primary use is, or in the farmyard. Well, then I've got the PLH-V2 head on it, so I have a wider cone of deflection. I still have a good tight beam, but I have a wider cone of deflection. Right.
Right.
If I'm taking it, you know, if I'm carrying it as my sidearm when I'm riding around at night and hunting coyotes, well, then I can put the Q head on it, or I can put the IR head on it, and you know, if I'm using nods, I'll have the IR head on it. If I'm not, I'll just put the Q head on it, and then I can shine that. I can shine that sucker to like 800 yards. It's insane how far that thing goes. That's the beauty. Part of the beauty of the light setup is you can tailor it to whatever you want. If you're a cop on duty and you know that most of your work's going to be done in basements and dark houses and alleys and stuff like that, you run that PLHV2 head. So you get big spread, but a tight beam, and it's pretty awesome.
I may have to get you to hook me up with that guy, just so that I can have a chat with him. Maybe invite him
absolutely.
On the show. Do a little swapping with him. We'll see what we can get out of him.
Yeah.
But I was intrigued by that because of how many people are adopting this. Because I mean. Well, you know what? We'll talk about that in just a minute. Joe Chambers, you can Chambers Custom. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Get on their list. Order one of their guns. Become part of a very rare brotherhood. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is addressing the nation after 12 service members were killed in Afghanistan.
To those who carried out this attack, as well as anyone who wishes America harm, know this. We will not forgive. We will not forget. We will hunt you down and make you pay.
President Biden has a message for ISIS-K, who claimed responsibility for the terrorist attack.
I've also ordered my commanders to develop operational plans to strike ISIS-K assets, leadership, and facilities. We will respond with force and precision at our time, at the place we choose, in the moment of our choosing. Here's what you need to know. These ISIS terrorists will not win. We will rescue the Americans. We will get our Afghan allies, and our mission will go on. America will not be intimidated.
You're listening to USA Radio News. A man involved in the kidnapping plot of Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer will serve years behind bars. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, Dan Naraki has the details.
The Michigan man who pled guilty to federal charges in a plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer has been sentenced to more than 6 years in prison. Ty Garvin is the first of more than a dozen people facing federal charges in the case to be sentenced. Five of those men face trial in October. In his ruling, the judge said he sentenced Garvin to less than the federal guideline of 17 and a half years because of Garvin's cooperation with the investigation of the plot and concrete actions he's taken to take responsibility for his actions.
Cancel culture is apparently coming after the University of Notre Dame's Fighting Irish Leprechaun. A new survey from Quality Logo Products found the Leprechaun to be the fourth most offensive college football mascot. The top three were mascots some Native Americans have criticized. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately, with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed, check them out, DeSantisHolster.com, talking 1911 University with Joe Chambers, and he's getting ready to send me a gun. This is the Knights Armament pistol that you're talking about?
From the casemaker, and I got it back right after vacation, so I'm going to send it out to you. I hope you get some 9mm ammo handy.
I have a few thousand rounds laying around doing nothing right now.
Okay.
So, but tell me a little bit about this gun. What makes this? I mean, is this more unique than the typical Chambers gun? Is there some cachet to it that you can share with me before I actually go hands on with it?
Oh yeah. I mean, it's pure sex in a box. First of all, it's a commander length gun with the YC squared comp that Fisher and I designed. It's tri-cut. It has laser engraving that is basically what it is it's chainmail for the front cock insurations, rear cock insurations, and the top of the slide. It has a special stippling pattern that I had Ben Simonson at Boresight Solutions do for us on the grip, Magwell. It's got a ambi safety. It's got a red dot on it already, so you don't have to mess with that. It's got the mod light on it. It's obviously it's a 2019 wide body, medium flat trigger setup for me. And I've taken one class with it. I have about probably 2,500 rounds through it. So it's a little scratched up. Don't worry about that. But it is, it's amazing. It shoots real flat, real fast. It doesn't shoot, you know, from a design standpoint, it doesn't shoot as flat as the Light Fighter, which I'll send you next if you want to play with a gun that shoots like a .22. But it shoots really flat. Like, it's stupid flat. And the hotter the ammo you put through it, the better it works. So, yeah, it's pretty amazing gun. We built 10 of them as part of the sales that we did with Knights Armament, the first run. And of course mine was the 11th. It was the prototype built first. And then, we're thinking about, we might have an opportunity to do another run of those. If we do, that'll be pretty cool too.
It's hard for me to imagine a gun that shoots any flatter than my gun. Because I have the first time I took that gun out, I filmed that in slow motion, and I'm just watching the, and I didn't exercise, and I found out some things about the way I shoot. You might find this quite interesting. You know, I've always wondered, why can't I shoot a Glock as accurately as I can anything else? Right? I've always wondered that. Apparently, the way I've always shot, so in my formative years, I developed what is referred to as an ulnar deviation because of gripping 1911s. Instead of a radial deviation, which most people grip a gun with. Because of the ulnar deviation, which I'm using, I developed the ulnar deviation because I was shooting a bunch of 1911 45 ACPs, and I like to shoot them fast, and I like to, and they stay on target, and with that 18-degree grip angle, it was not pushing my hand up so high into the what works out to be the grip safety tang, the beaver tail rather, to where I was pushing, and then what happened was USPSA Grandmaster saw that video where I said I don't know how to shoot a Glock, and he downloaded video of me shooting downloaded a few videos. And he watched me shooting all the guns that he watched, and he said, "You have an ulnar deviation." He said, "Everybody flinches when they pull the trigger. Some very imperceptibly, but everybody flinches because that's going to happen because you're pulling the trigger." He said, "With a Glock, when you pull the trigger, it goes low left." And he said,
"Yeah, some of that is also because the Glock has a long over travel." And if you replace the disconnector with a ghost disconnector cut to the right length, some of that will go away.
Well, now I have a Glock 19 5th Gen now that has one of those new Timney triggers in that I'm going to see how that works out. Have you looked at those?
I've seen them. I haven't tried one.
Very interested to see how that works out. As a matter of fact, I've got two guns that are set up pretty much exactly the same way. They have XS big dot sights, which I can use those really well. Putting the lollipop on the stick works good for me. And they both have aftermarket triggers. One's a CZP 10C. One's a Glock 19 Gen 5. And I'm going to see how those work because I'm going to grip the Glock 19 Gen 5 the way this guy told me to do, which he said put more of your pressure into the grip into the back strap at the base of the gun than you're putting towards the top of the gun. And in the dry firing and then the laser shooting I've been doing with the Laser Academy system I've got here, that's working. I still expect the CZ to be more accurate because it has a heavier lockup. But maybe I can shoot a Glock now. I don't know. We're going to see. Going to see.
It'll be interesting to see.
And then you'll send that other gun to me next week, and I'll get that, and I'll be completely ruined. I'll be ruined for life at that point. I'll get it. Now, this is your personal gun, right? This is your part of your set.
Right.
Okay, so. And it's scratched up already, so I don't have to worry about it. You know, when I get it, I say, "Oh my God, it's scratched up! What's he gonna think?" You sent it to me that way. That's good to know.
Yeah.
But I just when you
show pictures and videos, I'm sure people will comment.
I'm sure.
Oh yeah, Who scratched that $10,000 gun? Well, Joe did when he took a class with Chuck Pressburg and shot 900 rounds in 2 days. That's who.
Yep. I'm anxious to see this because when I shot my Chambers gun, that was the flattest. Every time I've ever let anybody shoot the Chambers gun, they pull the trigger the first time, they stop, and this look comes over their face. And they're absolutely shocked at how accurate it was. And they're absolutely shocked at the way the recoil that they didn't feel occurred. And then I just sort of sit back and say, I told you so. I told you. And I mean, when I try to, we'll talk about this when we get back. But I mean, when I try to tell them certain things, I mean, there's certain constants in the ever-changing universe, people, that are going to be apparent once you've shot one of these guns. But, you know, we'll talk about that when we get back. Mr. Chambers has made himself available to you in so many ways that I don't understand why he is not stampeded. I attribute this to the fact that there's just not enough of the initiated to know. But I'm telling you that if you go check him out at Chambers Custom for his YouTube channel, check him out on Instagram, you'll understand why he is at the top of the game. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Last time on the firing line. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking to Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom, 1911 University and everything. Just out of curiosity, does this gun you're going to send me, does it have a light mounted on it?
Yes, it has a model light mounted on it already.
Oh, so I'll get to try that out too, see, because
yeah.
I'm looking at some. See, I don't have I should have lights mounted on every one of my long guns, and I don't have a single one mounted on a long gun.
Why?
Well, that's something I need to address now, isn't it? And I'm looking at his stuff, and I mean, his rifle lights look comparatively small.
Well, you can get them in two sizes.
Right.
You can get them that take one battery or two. No. Check that. You can get them that take the 18350 or the 18650. Both of mine take the 18650.
Okay.
That's what I wanted.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're small. Looks like they have a pretty decent mount on them. I mean, it's.
Yeah, they make some different mounts. You know, you can use all kinds of mounts to mount them up. Various and sundry things. They're pretty hot.
Yeah. Anyway. So I'll get to test that out as well. So that's cool. That'll be working out cool. But I do want you to hook me up with him. But let's go back to this thing. For me, the disbelief for me is I've shot two of your guns. And, you know, I've one of them is mine, one of them is yours. And I believe the Fat WMGC, mine, based upon what I've looked at in video and what I've looked at and what I remember of shooting them, and maybe it was because things were a little different then when I first got the Night Fighter, but for me, that gun is so well put together that I believe it actually, when I'm shooting it, it shoots with less recoil. I may be wrong. But I don't care because probably. The one I kept, I think, shoots with less recoil.
Sure. Yeah, and I think it does shoot with a little less recoil than the Night Fighter I sent you. Just because the Night Fighter that I sent you is mine, and it was well worn by the time you got it.
Right. But I get constantly asked they'll say. So how does this stack up to the chambers, or how does that stack up to the chambers? And I don't think that most of the guns that are available out there, how many people actually build a gun the way you do?
The guys that work for me.
That's it. No other companies.
Yeah. No.
So everybody. Right. So like all the other companies that, like there's some companies out there that are very good, like Staccato, and they figured out how to do something, but I mean, they're not fitted to the same degree that your gun is, of course, right?
Right.
The interesting thing about the Staccato, or the interesting thing about my chambers, though, is I have an easier time taking it apart now than I do the Staccato. Maybe it's just because I have done it more. And I've actually listened to what Eric told me to do.
Hmm.
Plus, Eric sent me some nice paperclip pieces.
There you go.
Yeah, so. But, I mean, when people start talking about what makes this better and what makes that better, if it was up to me I think a gun that... Even the really, really good guns, like the other, you know, I've got Dan Wesson as a sponsor, I've got Staccato, I've got Nighthawk. All of those, as good as they are, they still move when you pull the trigger, right?
Right.
You seem to have really mastered that whole point of keeping a gun on target by restricting how much it's going to move at any given time when you pull the trigger on it.
Yes.
That's where I would have to say that has to be the biggest difference. Which makes me think that you're out there dressed like a skinwalker in Nebraska on any given day with some bones and maybe some rocks and holding your hands up, dropping it all down there, because it's almost a magical effect. Because I have shot some guns that have made me go, whoa. But nobody ever makes me just stop and, you know, break out into this grin. I've gotten sort of jaded, though. That will be back next week, though, I'm sure. I'll take that other gun out there and I'll be like, oh. But I mean, it's still quite the rare beast. But I don't know. Sometimes when I'm out there trying to describe it, like inevitably, I'm going to be asked how this stands, how this compares to TRS, the Staccato P, you know, those kind of guns.
Well, there won't be no comparison.
I know.
I mean, there's not, because of how it shoots. I mean, you'll just, when you shoot it, you're going to be like, oh my God, this is ridiculous.
Yeah. But I mean, one of the things I try to describe to these people is that, and believe it or not, I really do believe this. Looking at price points on some of these guns that you can get out there, like the Cabots, for example, I look at some of their price points, and then I look at Chambers, and I'm like, these are like a bargain. The Chambers guns are like a bargain.
Did you see the review I did on the clone gun?
On the what?
The clone gun.
No, I did not see the review on the clone gun.
I'll have to send that to you. Made with clone technology. Yeah. It's
okay.
A clone, all right. Clone of what? I'm not sure.
Is it supposed to be a clone of one of yours?
No.
Okay. Yeah, I'd like to look at that. But I mean,
since you mentioned Cabot.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, I've looked at the first time I ever became aware of any of that. You know, Nighthawk came on board with me, and I became aware of that higher end 1911, how far that could go. And that was the first year that I ever saw that set of 1911s they made out of the Meteor ore.
Oh, yeah.
They're like $4.5 million each. And I mean, those are sort of cool, but I just wonder what kind of guns they are. And I've noticed there's a few people out there shooting them. But then you look at the price of it, and I know that they're not building their guns the way you build your guns. And that's when I look at your guns and say, these are a bargain.
Right.
Because of, what goes into it and what you get on the other end. And the other thing about this is the uniformity of the, of your QC, because I know that you guys have developed this, you've developed like this instinctive notion that, okay, this is ready to go. And you've got a little cadre of people that come in there and shoot them and say, yeah, Joe, this gun's ready to go. And then Eric gets there and says, yeah, I think this one's ready to go. Brandon, somebody. And by committee, you guys say, okay, box her up. And then that's finally ready to go. But it's not like you have like a checklist or anything. This is just based, and this is just something I'm presuming. Am I right about that?
Yeah, I mean, we have a lot of checks and balances. I shoot every gun that goes out the door. Eric shoots a lot of them. Tad shoots a lot of them. Our buddy Scott Hanker, you know, he comes down and shoots. He came down on, what's today, Thursday. He was here on Tuesday and shot 12 guns for us. So, yeah, we shoot them a lot. And then, you know, after we shoot them, we go back through them and go, okay, you know, this trigger feels good. The safety's worked. It looks good, blah, blah, blah. It's ready to ship. There's a lot of checks and balances that go into it before we shoot them out the door to the new clients.
We have run out of time. When I get into the effusive praise, I just run out of time. So thank you very much for joining me today. I'm looking forward to seeing your pistol come this way.
Thank you for having me, Bill. Have a nice day.
You too. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Makes top quality AR style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.